Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
All those opposed signify by saying nay.
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 For the record, I have James's nay and Trustee Scott is nay. Is that correct?
Yep, that was the big moment. 7-2 vote by the Board of Trustees yesterday at UWF to confirm Manny Diaz, former state senator, former state representative, current Secretary of Education, to take over for Martha Saunders when she goes back to teaching mid-July. That is the plan at the moment. Dick Baker, Ashley Ross, Rachel Moya, Chris Young, Zach Smith, Adam Kissel, Rebecca Matthews all voted yes. The no votes were from Susan James. She is the Senate president, Senate faculty president, and their faculty Senate president. And then Lonzie Scott, who is a longtime serving member of the board. And, you know, I know I've been really railing about how awful this decision was and how misguided and how particularly abusive I thought that Rebecca Matthews' handling of her authority as the chair was just unconscionable. Go back and listen to the 6 and 7 o'clock hour podcast on News Radio 92.3 or the app if you want to hear my comments about that. But, you know, Manny Diaz is now the interim president designate, and I wanted to give him a chance to speak. And so here are his comments, some of his comments about, you know, a variety of matters. He spoke for 5 or 6 minutes yesterday.
Also would like to really thank President Saunders, not only for her service and dedication to the University of West Florida, but really to the entire state of Florida. This is part of the 12 school university system. President Saunders not only has excelled, as you have seen in the fundraising campaign for the University of West Florida, with many of those initiatives that are very exciting for the future of the school, but also if you look at the metrics, done an incredible job in making sure that University of West Florida has reached those metrics. And I think she has put the school in a very good position to continue to succeed. So I want to congratulate her on that.
Yeah, I mean, almost seems like the kind of person you'd want to hire to be the president of the university. Boom, I seem to have... What? Did I get a piece of sarcasm caught in my throat? Okay, sorry. I'll continuing with his comments. As a formality, as a diplomatic thing to say, as a kindness, if you will, fine. But, you know, anyway, when you're forcing somebody out, it's easy to be kind, right? So, and I'll say it again. I know people who are listening at 6 aren't listening at 8 or vice versa. And so you may not have heard me say before, I like Manny. Seems like a good guy. My two marks against him on this whole thing. Number one is that it seems to be willing to be, you know, the lackey for Governor DeSantis to be put into this position. And second, that even despite all of the opposition, the controversy and the arguments, he was willing to take this very inappropriately managed nomination and run with it. But that aside, if it weren't for this incident, I have really nothing but good things to say about Manny Diaz. And he said, you know, I think part of what he was doing yesterday was demonstrating that he has some grasp of what UWF is and its significance. You've heard David this morning play some of his comments about the military, and that's certainly appropriate. And he's not making this up. I mean, he was, you know, Senate president, if I remember correctly. Maybe that's not right. But he was a senator, and he's Secretary of Education. Anyway, and some of the other things he said were very right on track.
This school has a special place in this community. It has an identity of this community, not only as an economic engine, but also as a guardian of the historic trust, which includes a lot of assets that are not only important to this community, but to this state, and preserving those assets. And so that makes it a very unique institution.
Absolutely. And understanding that is important. By the way, he was not Senate president. He was just he's the commissioner of education now, but he was not long enough in either the House or the Senate to be in you know, the highest leadership there.
That is a philosophy of keeping our students first. At the end of the day, these institutions exist for the benefit of our students, and ultimately it benefits our community and our state. We have to keep in mind what is best for our students, keeping our students first. And that is of the utmost importance to me in all of the roles that I had.
And I believe that. And that's, you know, certainly true. The application then would be, is the best thing for the students to have the governor's political appointee, or is the best thing for the students to have a fair, open competition for the presidency, which his being the interim will stifle that? I thought, Jerry Maygarden was exactly right in his comments about that. But I believe that. He wants to put the students first. I mean, I certainly hope that's true, and I have no reason to doubt that that's the case.
I will speak to some of the comments I heard and, you know, questions as to what experience I have. Well, I've in higher ed, I've been on the board of governors now since 2022, dealing with specific issues pertaining to the entire university system and the institutions that participate in that system, all 12 of them, not just the University of West Florida.
Yeah, and that's certainly relevant experience. His political experience will also be helpful for UWF navigating things. By the way, somebody sent in a text earlier and said, you know, this was so predictable that in a way, it also maybe looks like a failure on UWF's part, the fact that they couldn't navigate this terrain better, that they kind of, you know, seem to have tried the protest and outrage approach, and the governor said, well, screw you, I've got the power, you can't stop me, that maybe if they'd understood the situation and the harbingers that came from, like, New College and University of Florida and, you know, other places where this similar kind of pattern has happened, that maybe they should have seen this coming. And, you know, it's a little bit of victim blaming, but I see the analysis. You know, there, maybe that's fair. I mean, I know from my background as a university professor and now as a talk show host, I tend to be more the ideological, analytical side instead of the, you know, the glad-handing and the, you know, political side of things is not, you know, my favorite. So, okay, but no, fair point. I mean, fair point. And we'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We've got one accident to let you know about. No delays, but I just wanted you to be aware on I-10 westbound, just a couple of miles past the Avalon exit. We've got an accident there. It's off to the side of the road, but just want you to know about this. We're having slowdown, but not much of a delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, I'm going to he's probably going to get irritated at me for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Alex Smith, right, who used to be the chief of staff for D.C. Reeves and has now moved over to be the community liaison, political. He's basically the consultant for politics, lobbyist for UWF. He's a great guy, super smart guy. He's there now, but if he'd have been there maybe a year or two ago, I mean, he's definitely a guy who would have known enough to maybe work around this. Then again, I mean, you got people like Jerry Maygarden who certainly knows enough. I mean, you know, maybe it couldn't have been saved. I don't know. But you know, the more I kind of play with that idea, there's, you know, it's crying over spilled milk at this point, but, you know, we're still in the day since the morning. You know, we can still have a little bit of crying. There can be crying in university politics, not like baseball. Manny Diaz yesterday, again, last comment here about his experience and the concerns that have been raised about that.
I've also had higher ed experience as an administrator, being on the ground floor of launching or coming into the launch of a college, going through the process, leading into the process of accreditation, leading into the process of fundraising and receiving grants in order to create programs specifically in teacher education programs and leadership programs in education at the higher ed level.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not like he's a nobody. Certainly. Does he have the actual qualifications you'd usually look for from a university president? I don't think so. But is he nobody? Does he have no qualifications? No, not that either, right? And again, my objections have largely been based on this process and how, and I hope the process is better for the selection of the president, but I have no reason to think that that's going to be the case. And I give credit to Susan James, again, the Senate faculty Senate president, who, you know, kind of left this on the right note, which I know is very much her personality, to try to, you know, find the silver lining if you can.
So I really hope, I'm looking forward to you getting to know us
I'm looking forward to talking to you about programs. And, you know, a lot of the professors are feeling quite threatened now. And I'm really working, I want to work with you to find a way to ease that with them and to make the community feel good about where we're headed.
And I, honestly, I hope and pray that Manny Diaz does take that approach. Dick Baker voted for him, even though he was clearly against it. But he said, you have the votes and, you know, we might as well resign ourselves to this situation. And, you know, again, it's not my way of doing things, but I respect that way of doing things. And look, it's a fact. So now what? I actually, you know, DC Reed, we were just talking with him a little bit ago, but his comments yesterday, I thought were particularly right on in terms of what the mayor should say about this development. He obviously cares very deeply about UWF as well.
Well, you know, we were, I saw Martha last week and of course, you know, gave her a hug and told her how much I appreciated everything that she's done for our university and still feel that way. But we are where our feet are. And
we are.
Our goal should be as a community to make the University of West Florida the most successful place and continue to be the most successful place it can be. So I can speak for me and for at least for the city, you know, our goal should always be if there's something that this city can do to help advance the possibilities and the performance of the University of West Florida, that we're ready to always have that conversation.
Yeah, and that's really the right attitude for the mayor to have is, okay, this is not my decision. Whatever I think about it really doesn't matter. Here I am, the mayor, dealing with a new set of facts, and what can we do to help UWF thrive?
We'll see what happens. Again, I know this is a lot of things are moving very quickly, but I look forward, if that is the way that it goes and he ends up being the president, I look forward to meeting with him and figuring out how the city of Pensacola can partner with the University of West Florida to continue this amazing run that the university has been on.
Yeah, and it could be. I certainly hope, we all hope, that it turns out that way. So, you know, I thought that's it's a little more of an adult reaction than I've had. So, sorry. I'm more of the Lonzy Scott cut, you know. I'm gonna pitch a fit and ask the questions and be obnoxious and there you go. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says, this was baked in for an awfully long time. I remember hearing first the Manny Diaz rumor back in December. Yeah, I mean, you know, Jerry Maygarden said a year ago, the only thing that could have stopped it but would have been internal forces in Ron's orbit, and there's nothing that UWF alum could have done. Which, again, is part of the obnoxious part about this, is because we elected Ron DeSantis. Without the panhandle, he never got to be governor. 30,000 votes. The panhandle elected him the first time around, and he did a great job in his first term and has done generally a very good job with a couple of recent total flakeouts. But, I mean, still a very, very, very good governor. But, you know, it seems like, bro, we were here for you. Where were you for us? You know, and not at all, right? Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle and you want to look at a good selection of quality used cars, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, Frontier specializes in that. A, quality cars. Cars they will warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles. Cars you can count on. Cars that, you know, came back probably from one owner. I know our Honda Odyssey that we bought there was one owner down in Orlando, came back to the dealership after a one-year lease. They couldn't sell it in 90 days. They put it for auction, and Frontier bought it and sold it to us. Easy peasy. We've had a great car because of that. That's what they specialize in. But you can sample a lot of different trucks, a lot of different sports cars, a lot of different sedans, compacts, SUVs, minivans, whatever, you know, and not have to meet like six different salespeople to test drive six different cars, which I think of as part of the advantage. Plus, they've been here a long time, and their attitude is not to sell you one car. They want to sell you all the cars you're ever going to buy for the rest of your life. And so they're going to treat you differently because they hope to see you again and again and again. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try ZipIntro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ziprecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here I come to save the day.
That's just a great song by David Bowie, the title of which is Queen Female Dog. 825 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that fender bender that we had on I-10 westbound right around mile marker 20, which is 2 miles west of the Avalon Boulevard exit. I'm not seeing any backups from that, but just wanted you to be aware. Let's see here. I-10, the rest of I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are starting to see the pests, and oh boy, this is the time of year, right? It's starting to get warm. They're starting to get bold, whether it's the ants or the cockroaches or what last couple of weeks has been termites swarming, right? Or whatever you're dealing with, snakes, mosquitoes. God, I got my first 2 mosquito bites of the year. Ugh. Hate mosquito bites. And then they itch for like 14 days. Anyway, NSEC, they can come take care of these things for you. You got standing water, they can take care of the mosquitoes. You got ant piles, they can take care of that. You know, they can do all of this. They've got professionally trained technicians safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside your home while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting it. Courteous, thoroughly trained, they show up on time, professional, get a report with everything they found, what they did, and what the results were. And they have a number of pest control plans to stop pests from getting in. From inspection to treatment to follow-up, NSEC Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. For a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply. Do read the contract. Estimates are always free. Sign up today at NSEC.net. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Connecticut police have arrested a person of interest in a mall shooting that happened yesterday and injured 5 people. Shots rang out at the Brass Mill Center Mall in Waterbury, Connecticut. 5 people were shot. Police say some of the injuries are worse than others, but everybody's expected to survive. A flight from Detroit to Los Angeles had to make an emergency landing yesterday because of a sick dog that was on board.
Delta flight was diverted to Minneapolis on Monday night. A dog in the cabin fell ill and was treated by a veterinarian on board. Instead of continuing the 5-hour flight, the captain decided to land the plane as soon as possible to allow the dog and its owner to disembark and get the proper medical care. The emergency landing led to a 2.5-hour long flight delay. I'm Daniel Martindale.
That dog got the VIP treatment.
Wait, did he really just say they let the dog and the owner disembark? Stop it. Go on.
The Trump administration has now ordered U.S. embassies to stop scheduling appointments for new student visas. That decision yesterday comes as the administration is now preparing to introduce social media vetting for foreign students. So far, though, there's not much information about the social media screening process.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John, you want a genuinely horrible story?
Not really, but you're going to do it anyway.
Andrew? Okay, so do you have a pool at your house?
No.
Okay, I've never owned a pool because, well, we had like little kiddie pools, but, you know, pools are so much work, right? The best pool to have is your friend's pool, right? Like a boat.
Exactly.
The best boat
That's
to have is your friend's boat, right?
I was hoping that you'd invite me over.
No, I'm not going to. Okay. So anyway, what's the worst thing you can imagine finding underneath your cover when you first take it off for the season?
Dead body.
That's what they found.
What? I was just joking, but okay.
Oh, for real?
I'm going to go with you.
But this is a story that it takes kind of a positive twist, okay? So genuinely, yes, this guy, Long Island, is going to take the cover off his pool for the season, and he takes off the cover, and lo and behold, there's a dead body in his pool. Hard to identify because it's been there for a while. They think it's been there since November. And they think it's the body of 23-year-old, what is his first name? Matthew Zoll, that had been wanted in connection, who disappeared after allegedly stabbing his father to death in November, fled from deputies, got into a car chase, car crash, fled on foot, and then wound up going through the woods and apparently decided that he would hide under the pool cover and presumably drowned. And then got found when springtime came.
You know what's
came.
Creepy? That's a new Criminal Minds
episode?
Yes.
The events and details of this program bear no resemblance to actual reality, and any coincidental similarity are purely unintended, or whatever the disclaimer is supposed to be.
That's eerie, dude.
Yeah, no, definitely a weird one. Definitely a weird one. All right, we'll be back in just a minute with the frivolous topic. I always have a lot of fun. And if you've never listened to the 840 segment, you'll enjoy it.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is not fully informed about the Russia-Ukraine conflict. An aide to Russia's President Putin says in response to Trump saying Putin is crazy and playing with fire with no peace deal in sight. State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce.
The president has many tools in his tool chest. He clearly is a man who has an end goal in mind and intends to achieve that. So Putin understands that, and I think the Russian people are going to understand that soon as well.
She was on Fox and Friends. Elon Musk says he opposes President Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Tax Cut and Spending Bill, telling Fox.
You know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
Musk there actually speaking to CBS. He says the federal bureaucracy situation is much worse than he realized. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 74 degrees right now. We've got cloudy skies, and we'll get more with our weather forecast in just a few minutes. Two people have died after an apparent drowning in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office there says a husband and a wife were found in the Gulf yesterday. Both were found in the water and could not be revived. Deputies are investigating. Police are investigating a shooting overnight at the Pensacola Village Apartments. Officers say there was one male victim who was shot in the leg. His injuries are not life-threatening. Investigators say they're still looking into what happened. So far, no word on a suspect or any potential motive. Former reality TV star Todd Chrisley has likely spent his last night at the Pensacola Federal Prison. Todd and his wife, Julie, were pardoned yesterday by President Donald Trump. In 2022, Todd and Julie Chrisley, known for their reality show Chrisley Knows Best, were found guilty of defrauding several Georgia banks out of millions of dollars. Yesterday, the president reportedly called their children to announce he had given them a pardon. There's an investigation underway after a shooting at the 850 Fusion restaurant near University Plaza Sunday. The deputy involved is on paid leave as that incident is being reviewed.
Well, we put them on paid administrative leave, but only until we review it ourselves.
Until you guys come forward. Okay.
Yeah, we don't wait until the FTLE comes back with it.
Got it.
But what we'll do is we'll look at the situation. And many times we have the body cameras.
Right.
We have in-car cameras. We have statements. We know, it's pretty clear cut.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says deputies had already been called nearby to the 7200 block of Plantation Road when they were flagged down and told about a fight at the bar. And then when deputies heard several gunshots, they ran towards the scene. The sheriff said that the deputy was confronted by a suspect armed with a handgun. The deputy fired several rounds towards that suspect. As of now, though, investigators say they are not sure whether the suspect was struck by the deputy's bullets or if he'd been shot during that previous incident. City officials are getting ready for the Fiesta Parade on Friday night.
The parade rolls at 7 on the usual route on Palafox, and the road closures are set to begin at 4 o'clock. So you remember I mentioned to you guys many times about the we are going to be towing vehicles if they are inside the parade route.
And that's Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. That parade will take its usual route downtown. Reeves says road closures will be similar to how they worked for the Mardi Gras parade. Anybody going downtown should also be patient, as he says traffic will definitely see some slowdowns. There's also going to be some extra vehicles that night due to a graduation being held at the Bay Center. Well, Governor DeSantis says he's not picking any favorites in the showdown between Tampa Bay and the Orlando areas over a new stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays. The governor says the state is not kicking in any tax revenue.
So I think we'll be helpful within the confines of what's appropriate for taxpayers to be doing, but it will not involve at our level giving money for construction of a stadium.
DeSantis says he's been assured by MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred that the owners will not allow the Rays to leave Florida. The team is currently at an impasse with Pinellas County over building a new stadium to replace Tropicana Field. An Orlando baseball group called the Dreamers has now committed $2.5 billion for a team and a stadium if they move there. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We're back rolling accident-free right now. We're taking a look at I-10, I-110 are looking good. The only delays I'm seeing right now is if you're on 98 westbound, headed toward the Garcon Point Bridge through that construction zone there. I'm just seeing some congestion and construction delays. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We will have a chance of rain today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Thursday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 81. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. For Friday, 50% chance of rain with a high. We will have a chance of rain today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Thursday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 81. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. For Friday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 85 and a low near 65 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. It's 8:36 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got 75 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now. Well, it's the it's your money now at 8:36 at News Radio 92.3. Looking at our opening numbers. The Dow is up 59 points at 42,403. S&P up 10 points at 59,31. NASDAQ up 44 points at 12,242. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.469% today. Gold price is up $650, $33,06.90. Silver price is down a cent at $33.30. Crypto is mixed this morning. Bitcoin down just over 900 at 108,947. Ethereum's up 22 cents. Solana, Dogecoin, XRP are all down slightly. It's the final boarding call for free checked bags on Southwest Airlines. The low-cost carrier's two bags fly free perk ends today. Southwest says the move is being made to drive revenue growth. Tesla sales plummeting in Europe. Analysts say that's in part because of Elon Musk's political activities.
Across Europe, Tesla sold a little more than 7,200 cars in April, marking a 49% decline from the year before. That despite sales for all electric vehicles ticking up at an annual rate of 34%.
And Musk drew some criticism when he endorsed far-right German political party earlier this year. Protests also broke out at Tesla dealerships after Musk spent $300 million to get President Trump re-elected. New law aiming to give folks in Florida greater financial freedom. That's at least what Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday. He signed HB 999 into law. That bill recognizes gold and silver as legal tender across the state. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, this is an easy one. This is a layup. This is a predictable, but here we go. Here we go. It's National Hamburger Day. So the question is, who's got the best one? And here, you got to categorize fast food. Fast food. And now, there's some who challenge the edge of that definition. You know, like, it's Five Guys fast food. Not really. It's fast casual is what they call that, Is Tops fast food? It looks like a fast food place. But I'm open to some conversations here. But 437-1620. And I will say, within the conversation about best fast food burger, 437-1620, this is the philosophy comes out, right? Okay. One way to answer the question is, which one would you go to get next? Which is the best one to go to get. And then there's the, if you had to eat one for the rest of your life, you're stranded on a desert island, and there's only one fast food place, which one would it be? So, you can answer however you want, 437-1620. I'm just laying out a few of the parameters here, trying to make life complicated for you, because that's my way. John Pickens is going to give us a start here. It's National Hamburger Day. There's only a couple of places that have deals today. I think Wendy's does, and Burger King has a deal, and I think BK's got kind of the best deal. It's you get a free burger with any purchase of a buck or something like that. A lot of them, they have to do the app. I hate when they barter the app against me for getting their deals. But okay, John, best fast food burger, what do you
got?
Am
I limited to this region?
No, you can, anywhere in the U.S. is fine.
In-N-Out, for sure.
God. Bleep. You In-N-Out cultists are just
I discovered it in Dallas and Phoenix and Vegas.
It's so overrated.
It's so good.
It's so overrated.
I've never been.
And I can afford it.
You go full-blown animal style?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way.
That is the only way, my friend.
All right, fine. And I know all my California people, all of my, Arizona people. And they're expanding to Tennessee now.
Yeah, I heard Nashville's going to get one.
So you
got to
figure they're coming here at some point.
It's a matter of time.
Okay.
We got Del Taco, so.
I won't normally make this criticism about a fast food place, but one of the biggest problems with In-N-Out is the menu's too simple.
It's very simple.
It's like four things, and that's it. And like, but what if I want one? Don't want one of those anyway. Meg, what do you got? Best fast food burger?
Never been to In-N-Out, so I'm out of that conversation.
All right.
Probably Wendy's.
Oh, okay.
I just like Wendy's.
All right.
I go to fast food, but I rarely.
That's an interesting choice.
But if I'm gonna go.
The
sit
square
down.
Burger, the big square burger, not the White Castle size, but the big square burger. Okay.
And if I'm going to go
hefty, chunky,
a
higher
little
quality.
Slower than fast food, my favorite hamburger is the Shiny Diner, Scenic 90 Cafe.
Oh, okay.
That's a great burger.
We do have a lot of good burgers here. We have several that are very good. We have several that are very good. I don't want to get into all that today. I mean, we know which ones they are. They're all pretty good. But I'm curious about the fast food one. So you would go with Wendy's for the rest of your life if you had to.
I don't really do fast food a lot, but if I do, probably Wendy's.
Yeah, I mean, at Wendy's, it's a good burger. They have great chili. They got the Frosty in apparently a variety of flavors now.
Good cookies.
The only problem with Wendy's is their fries are terrible. They're not that good. They're big. They're weird. They're odd.
They're trying.
Yeah.
But
no, I don't think they are.
Credit.
No, I mean, it's been 50 years. They should have given up on their fries.
I like their fries.
Okay, fine. Whatever. 437-1620.
So dismissive. You might have just bopped me upside the head.
Welcome to the Andrew McKay Show.
Gosh.
This is the Andrew McKay Experience.
Yes, you know, it is.
Chocolaca.
Full-blown contempt.
4 hours a day,
my
stock
and trade.
All right, wise guy. What's your favorite hamburger place?
For fast food, it does depend on the parameter. Okay, if you give me like, okay, you're gonna eat one fast food burger for the rest of your life. I mean, like you're gonna go one time and you're never gonna get it again. It's White Castle. White Castle is, but
I do have to agree that was a strong second. I couldn't decide between the two, but
White Castle, to be fair, you cannot eat them frequently.
That is true.
And you absolutely pay a price. Well, everybody
really
pays a price.
It's different from the traditional burger.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between White Castle and Crystal? Are they the same?
You turn off our mic. Turn off our mic.
I don't know.
I can't have any more of this. John Pickens has draft.
Off my mic.
No,
click.
I use this as a person test. You know, if I'm talking to somebody and we're talking food, and I'm like, oh, and White Castle, and they go like, well, but yeah, you know, you could get, you know, Rally or Crystal, or I'm like, okay, goodbye. John Pickens has got traffic
eyes. Twice.
I learned something in that. I learned something about you, Meg. John Pickens has traffic on the five. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
What I love about the frivolous topic is that you can intensely bicker about things that do not matter. It's like almost like baseball and football rivalries, you know, except it's even less important, right? Because it's, you know, what food or whether you put the toothpaste on first.
I think
or
I
the
realize my
first.
Role today now is to be Andrew's foil, as they say in the theater.
Yes, there you go.
Did you not have your second cup of coffee yet?
That's
no.
good.
Okay.
All right. Before we get back to taking these texts, 437-1620, if you have employees and you want to take care of them, as I'm sure you do, and you want to provide health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, manage HR, manage payroll, all that stuff, and you don't love it, because who does? Actually, there's an answer. Torgerson Causey loves it. Like, you went into business to do other stuff, and then you have to do this. They went into business to do this because they love it. They're good at it. They're weird in this way. And I mean that as a compliment. Like, you want people who love their nerdy good job, you know? And that's them. And they're good at giving us better benefits than we would have had before, better choices than we had before. I mean, they can't make miracles happen. The market is what it is. But still, for 4 years, we've been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country, and always great at customer service. That's the part that blows me away, is they are always responsive, get good answers. If they don't know, they'll go find out. And, you know, I and my wife both like to ask detailed questions, she more than me. And they always have answers that are satisfying, and she gives them a big thumbs up. 20 years helping local businesses manage their benefits. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing and see if there's a better way to do it. 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. All right, the texts. I'm getting blown over by all these texts. Okay, 437-1620. Somebody says Tops. I guess that's fast food. I'll allow it, because it certainly it looks like fast food from the outside. Five Guys has the best veggie burger. I think you're violating the category, but that's okay. That's okay. We like different answers. Fast food current one is the Whopper of all time, the old Hardee's Husky. Oh. Oh, you know what? You know what I don't see a lot of answers, just surveying. I don't see a lot of McDonald's because unless you're my wife, you don't think McDonald's makes good hamburgers. She loves McDonald's, and I don't understand it, but that's fine.
Fries are amazing.
I'll tell you, what's that?
The fries are amazing.
The fries are absolutely amazing. You eat the burgers just to get the fries, right? The one thing McDonald's used to have and they haven't had for a long time, the Big and Tasty.
Oh,
was
that's right.
So good. I don't know why they got rid of it, but okay, fine, whatever. You know, I don't run McDonald's. That's fine. So that's what this reminded me of, an old burger. No, but the Whopper, like the flame broiled is like, I used to actually work for like 5 weeks. I worked at a BK when I was a kid, and long story. But anyway, yeah, no, BK makes fantastic burgers. Somebody says McGuire's not fast food, but great burgers, no doubt. Yeah. Blue Dot, definitely not fast food, but great burgers, no doubt, but no fries. Which is weird, you know? That's the thing that keeps my wife from liking them. Wendy's is the best, somebody says, but I could eat Whataburger. Oh, yeah, Whataburger's so good. I actually make my burgers at home. Yeah. Like, I make three or four different kinds, and Whataburger style is the one that I make with the lettuce and the onions and the mustard, and, you know, that's good stuff. Anyway, Whataburger, if you order a meal, you could win a year of free burgers. Oh, you know, okay, fair enough.
Oh, it's Burger Day, that's right.
Oh, that's their deal right yes. now. Okay, got it. Oh. Somebody else says, Topps best burger in all caps with a burger emoji and a happy face emoji. Very good. Whataburger, another one. If fast food, Burger King, Texas double Whopper. Well, as you start, you know, multiplying patties.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Why not? I'll agree on that one.
Oh, what is the place that we're getting that we've eaten there a couple of times? It's the place where you get, like, two corn dogs and two, you know, and a bunch of, you know, cheese curds and a burger and a shake, and it's all a deal. Oh, somebody's going to text us in for it. We're getting one soon. It's Cookout.
Oh.
Have you not had Cookout?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Oh, yeah. No, this place will thrive in Pensacola. It's like $7 or $8, and you get, it's pick 83 things. It's crazy what you get at Cookout, and it's the burgers are very good. It's actually overwhelming how much they have and like shakes and all that. Anyway, somebody says, Whataburgers, Five Guys, looks like fast food, but price of the sit-down restaurant, overrated quality in the burger, but fries are excellent. No, I agree with that. It is expensive. Love Tops and Blue Dot. Gut Grenades from Crystals. All right.
Gut Grenades.
If you, I will put this challenge out there. If you like Crystal and you find yourself where there's a White Castle, try it. Hey, you, and look, you know, maybe you were raised on Mama's meatloaf, and that's the only meatloaf you know, so maybe you think Crystal's great, but and it's okay. It's just not White Castle. Quarter pound with cheese. Oh, there you go. All right, somebody's voting for McDonald's. We don't have a White Castle here, so I have no idea on that. Fast food, my burger choice is Burger King. It tastes better. It does. Plus, you can have it your way right away. Toss up, somebody says, Carlos says, between Whataburger with cheese, extra pickles, hold the lettuce, and Wendy's Big Bacon Classic Single with cheese, extra pickles, hold the lettuce, and add mustard.
I'm hungry now. Thank yeah. you.
We're all going to go make burgers. Tops, been going since I was a kid. White Castle is roadkill in a bun. Yeah, but it is the yummiest.
It is, but it's good.
It is the yummiest roadkill in a bun you will ever have. Blue Dot's fast, but that doesn't make it a fast food. Otherwise, for fast food, I default to BK, double Whopper. Somebody says Whataburger. Somebody says I'm a California native and In-N-Out is okay. Thank you. Okay.
That Whataburger. Means good.
But that's not great.
No, that's okay. That's great.
Whataburger is a 6 a.m. fast food burger champion. Oh, Brown Bagger. Yeah, the food truck. They have some really good burgers.
Oh,
I wouldn't call that
good.
Fast food, though. It's a food truck.
Yeah.
It's gourmet. And they are very good. Let's see. Okay, somebody says, now I want a hamburger. White Castle, Spirit of Crystal. Amen. That's right. All right. We're done here, right? Did you get our answer? I mean, generally, the consensus was BK and Tops and Whataburger. I mean, if we're just going by vote popularity, somebody says we like Five Guys and Nubbos. And every time I talk about burgers on this segment, which we do periodically talk about burgers, you know what it makes me sad for? That the Burger Factory doesn't exist anymore. That was...
Where was that?
Oh, well, there was the one over on Navy by the base and then the second location at the Eastgate Shopping Plaza on Creighton and 9th. Oh, no. Now I am hungry for a burger. I'm Andrew McKay.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service.
data revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, where's the beat?
I want you, want me.
Okay, Meg. Meg. Come on. We go right into commercial, and Meg drops a real gut bomb on all of us.
It was a bomb.
I can't believe you didn't bring this up. We were talking about Best Burgers, and usually don't hold the frivolous topic over the commercial break, and we won't, but you said something so interesting that both John and I were like, well, why didn't you say something?
Well, that's because it's a long time ago.
Well, we got right off the air, and you said you do know you're in the presence of burger royalty, and you did a little hair flick. And
right?
I didn't know what that meant.
I didn't either, but now I do.
But now you tell us that.
I was, for many years, the National Hardee's girl.
With the, like, bikini on the hood of the car?
No.
Before Paris Hilton kind of?
Back? No. No, it was the days of the Hardee's. You know, every fast food place had a girl that would front the commercials.
Okay, I was like,
bigger, better, juicier, charbroiled burgers and cheeseburgers. Hurry on down to Hardee's, y'all.
Wow. All right.
I'm having like flashbacks.
I know. I was like, all right.
Yeah. It's the beginning of my little acting career. I was all about Hardee's.
And you, by the way, for people who do not know, Meg, who of course is the host of Pep Talk, and she was in radio for a long time before she went to work for SRIA. But, you know, you have a massive acting career. I mean, like as a voice actress and, right? I mean.
Well, you know, it's all relative. But yes,
you've
I've
done
been
a fair
a long
number.
Time. Yes,
you've done more than me.
A lot more than either of us. I mean, combined.
Right.
15 years in New York City, aspiring to be. Right.
What's your? You have a most famous. I forget what it was. You were the longtime voice of the female character.
Oh, here you're going to go there, are you?
I am.
Yes.
Oh gosh. All right, Beavis and Butthead.
There you go.
Yes.
I mean, that's like. The coolest thing ever.
It is.
We have Beavis. A Mike Judge protege.
Hi, I'm Lolita. This here's Tanqueray.
See? Oh, that's fantastic.
Can I help you boys?
I really
As
think
a matter of fact, y'all kind of remind me. That's what it is.
We're Beavis and Butthead? Which
yes.
one's which? Don't answer that. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, fire.
Oh, God, I've started.
I'm Don Julio. Okay, no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I need TP. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's just not right.
Don Julio.
This sucks more than anything that I've ever fucked before.
Ah, yes.
What?
Don't challenge me. I've got clips. All right, 437-1620. Before we get too far away from, well, where we already are. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide, you know, where to go, I recommend Frontier Motors. A great place to shop for good quality cars. You know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition. One of the things that got us to go there is because they had something. Like, they have a great selection, 300 or so cars, trucks, vans, all in the lot, and you can sample a bunch of different things all in that same range, you know? So if you're looking to get a car that you can drive for a long time, that's what they have. Well, we couldn't find a Honda Odyssey to drive. It has to do with how Honda does their pre-owned certifieds, and they weren't available at the time because we wanted a relatively new one, and they changed model years, and it's a long saga, but we called it our unicorn because we wanted to drive one before we went shopping to know if that's what we really wanted. They had one. They were the only place that had one. And there was a good price, and they came down a little bit, and we bought it. And it was simple. And then they call me, like, 6 months later after we buy the car. Is there anything wrong with the car? No, why are you bothering me? A year after we bought the car, they follow up. Is there anything wrong with the car? I'm like, I mean, one of the keys. Like, well, come in, we'll fix it. I'm like, I bet you will for $150. And they, no, on us. You bought a car, you expect two sets of keys, you get two sets of keys. So we went in. It was the physical key, not the fob, so it was easy to fix, and they did it, and that was it. A year after we bought a used car from them. I mean, that's the kind of thing that they do, because they don't want you to buy the next car. They want you to buy all your cars from them. They're serving you for all the rest of the cars you buy. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay said hi.
That was not cool.
No, it was cool. You don't tell me that. It's 8:58 on News Radio. I'm sorry, I do have a lot of Beavis and Butthead clips. let's see. What else? Oh, okay.
You influenced our lives. I just want to let you know.
Oh, okay. Well, if you look on the credits, you won't see my name. You'll see Georgia Peach.
Oh, and that's you?
Yes, because I was a legitimate actress. And I wanted
because you wanted to not be associated with Beavis and Butthead. Hey, man. Couple decades later, and that's right? Your big credit. You never know. When you go out to eat, do you take photos of the food? Take photos of the interesting place? Post on social media?
I don't, but Talisha does.
Okay. Yeah. Are you?
Sometimes.
Okay.
It depends.
I am.
I just want
to
eat
it. Especially if we're on vacation, I go to an interesting place. Well, there's an English pub that goes back to the 15th century, and they have a rule: no social media. It's what their owner said. Well, a couple who claimed to be trying to go to every pub in all of England, which is, my God, that's a lot. They took photos. They posted them. He shut the pub down. And he said, for permanent, tough. There's no jukeboxes, there's no TVs, there's no cussing, and now there's just no pub, because he said, it's my pub, you violated the rule, and you're out. Everybody's out. You're